Hey, you guys. Sergeant B. Safe here.
Let's take a quick trip down memory lane. You remember that one time Captain Chaos and I met Super Crime Buster? That was a fun day. Or the time we helped the Johnson family against that computer hacker. Yoga? Nah, not for me. Next. Or that time in court with Judge Mint. ADA Justin Case went up against Scott Free, Robbie Blind, Treacherous Tony, and of course Chance Wilder. Treacherous Tony conducting illegal activity at a basketball court. The summer months when we have to educate kids about dirt bikes and four-wheelers on the roadway. Robbie Blind attempting a burglary. Yep, he got caught. Frequent flyers Robbie Blind and Chance Wilder, they get caught often. Remember the time Captain Chaos and I visited Miss Gaynor's classroom? Yeah, I think he's got a crush on her. Then there was cuffing season with the smoke detector, no gas, and the free coffee. Or this poor guy who had to go up against Nasty Nina and her attorney, Wacky Tacky. Or how about the time Robbie Blind and Treacherous Tony got into that traffic accident while drinking and driving? They really thought they were going to run away. These and many more adventures can be seen on our YouTube page and also during the podcast Black and Blue. Don't forget to watch us and subscribe, and that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
Awfully quiet tonight.
No, you didn't. Fuck. You just did not do that.
Welcome to Black and Blue, the podcast that brings you the untold stories behind the badge. Every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we dive deep into the lives of our unsung heroes, the first responders and law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line to protect us all. So join us as we humanize the badge. We shed light on the incredible individuals who wear it proudly. From rookies just starting out on their journey, to seasoned vets with years of experience, even retirees who continue to make a difference in their communities. Come with us and discover the trainings that mold us. The unforgettable experiences that make us. And the publications that inspire us to push forward. So buckle up and get ready to embark on a thrilling journey through the lives of those who protect and serve. This is the Heartbeat, Black and Blue. Black and Blue, where the stories behind the badge are true.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, no matter what time of the day it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black and Blue. I'm your host, I'm your motivational speaker, your empowerment coach, your author, and your favorite baker, it's Coach Klee coming at you. I have so many names. I have Klee Tillman, I have Coach Klee, I have Clark Tent, and I Klee, which I was told stands for Continuing Law Enforcement Edutainment, and that's what we do here on this channel. Thank you for joining in with us today. Make sure you guys hit the like button, tag, like, and share, because we're trying to get this information out there. We're live. This is going to be a recording that you're watching on a non-specific day because I had to postpone the actual live. It'll be going next week or next Tuesday, I believe, off the top of my head, because of the promotional ceremony. So I wanted to come live with you guys today. Got a few videos. It's going to be a little non-traditional. Got a few updates and a little explanations on why. So make sure, again, you guys hit that like button. We're streaming on 5 different platforms. Yeah, I'm holding up 2 hands, but 5 different platforms. 2 on YouTube, 2 on Facebook, 1 on LinkedIn, and it's also going to be uploaded on the Spotify. So make sure you guys, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to those channels, share those channels. I appreciate that, trying to get that message out there. All right. And this, you already saw the cartoon that's been playing at the beginning of this, because this platform is sponsored by One Way Publishing. And One Way Publishing does the Sergeant B Save cartoons that you see. And One Way Publishing also lets us go live on this platform. And on this platform, we go live with a law enforcement officer or first responder, whether they're rookie, seasoned, or retiree. And we talk about their trainings, their experiences, and their publications. And shout out to all the past guests that have been on here. We've had some amazing guests. If you haven't already done so, go back and check out some of the amazing guests we had on here. Some books, stories, experiences. Truly wonderful. I appreciate them donating their time and coming on this platform. This platform airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time traditionally, and also the replay is available any other time after that. All right. One Way Publishing is a book publishing company. You may see, let me see if I can get this banner up here correctly. It's a book publishing company where I got to publish my 5 books through. Not only that, they had clients that are able to publish their books through as well. Berkwoodklee.com is that the website where you want to go for that, for a voiceover for Sergeant Be Safe, to be on the platform itself. If you want to be a special guest, if you're a first responder or in law enforcement, or if you ever wanted to write your own book, you know, One Way Publishing, their motto is they can turn a mere thought and turn it into a book that's bought. We have a couple clients that have done so. See if I can get these books up here. Kate Childs has done her own poetry book. It took her over 20 years to get it done. She decided to come to One Way Publishing, and we got that thing done very quickly and very efficiently and made her dreams come true. And that book was published just before Christmas, too. So she had an amazing Christmas because she was able to get her poetry book out there. The dynamic duo, Shayla Thompson and Sophia Thompson, did their first children's book, To Be So Tall. And they've done assemblies, they've done church gatherings where they got to get this book out here. It's a wonderful book. It's a colorful book. It was read also in schools throughout this area as well. And it was met with a lot of good energy, a lot of good entertainment. That book is very well done by One Way Publishing too. Those books are available on Amazon. If you haven't already looked them up, make sure you guys do that, okay? Make sure I'm cutting it, kitting everything. Got One Way Publishing, got all that. Thank you very much. I'm making sure, because I don't want to skip anything. This is non-traditional, so I'm somewhat out of my element right now. But thank you guys for sticking through. We got the Sergeant Be Safe commercials going on. We have a couple tribute commercials going on for a local police department here. Kind of building up to the promotional ceremony. And why? I'm Coach Klee. You guys know that. I'm getting this banner out here. I got a tribute to a local department. I'm going to share with you guys. It's not too long of a video, but it's very entertaining, very interesting, very well done. Found this on YouTube itself, so fair use with that. But make sure you guys stick around and check this out. I think you guys will like it as much as I did. We'll be right back. shout out to that. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty good, a good, pretty good video to start off with. This late video, this live right now, is called Up and Coming. It's called Up and Coming because the more things change, the more things stay the same. But the only thing that's constant is change. And change is happening right now, not only for me and this platform, but also for the occupation as law enforcement. Traditionally speaking, going from, let me give you the background here. Most of you already know, second generation cop that I am. My father was a police officer for a local department until his passing. But it inspired me to want to be a police officer since I was about 4 years old. And so I graduated high school, played football for a while. Went into the Army as a parachute rigger, was packing parachutes and jumping out of aircraft and having a lot of fun doing that. Did that for about 3 years. Then after a four-year hiatus, I was your favorite baker's, where I got those baking skills. I was a professional baker for an establishment for a few years before I started to get the bug back again. When I joined the police academy, got through that. That was an ordeal in itself. That's a whole nother live segment itself. We won't get into that. But after graduating the police academy, I got hired by Lincoln's Borough Police Department, a very small borough. It was a three-man department at the time, and also part-time Williamstown Borough. And so I was there. I was part-time Williamstown for maybe a year and a half. I was in Lincoln's for about 3 years, which I had a good time working there, and I learned a lot. I had a great experience at that location. Once I maxed out in Lincoln's, I finally got hired by the local department that I'm with now, and I've been there for 15 years. In counting. And so I have 18 years of experience in law enforcement, 21 if you want to count the military as well. And with those 18 years, got to get this so I don't forget. I've been on patrol. I've done bike patrol. I've been the traffic stop car, accident car. I've been the school resource officer for a stint. I had a lot of fun. Did 3 years on the task force, on the drug task force, and got a lot of experience there. Got to have a lot of fun. I've been a patrol supervisor, and I've also been a patrol commander as of very recently, and in those through those years. And just recently, this past Thursday, I was promoted to the other side of the building, where now I have to wear a suit for investigations because I'll be part of the CI department. And I'm very excited about that. It's a big deal. A lot of people say, why'd you wait so long? And I'll explain all that to go for the promotion that they put in for it and things like that. But right now, I want to give a tribute to all law enforcement, anyone who supports this channel, Black and Blue. We've been doing this for about 3 years now. Sergeant Be Safe as well. He's got his own YouTube channel, so make sure you find that, check that out. But this is a tribute to law enforcement all the way around. were new. You saw in the video the dice. I like that added touch because we roll the dice with this occupation. It's a great occupation. It's the ticket to the best show on earth. You get to see so many wonderful things, good things, bad things, tragic things. You get to experience things. It changes you as a person, good ways and bad ways. We talk about mental health and peer support, and that's been the forefront of our occupation these past couple of years. And I'm glad we're talking about it because it enhances us to actually have a life while still on the job and have a life after the job. You know, you always want to have something to do once you retire. You know, you don't want to just work this job and that be it. So we roll the dice. And this job in particular, I never would have thought when I went to the academy that it would have led to wonderful things, having the family dynamics and watching the family dynamics pretty much fall apart. But then also it brought upon the relationships of people I work with, the experiences that I got to go through. I never knew that I was going to be a podcast host. I never knew that I was going to have you guys out here and the Black and Blue crew and being so supportive as you are, the wonderful people I've met in the transition in this while working, while doing this podcast, the wonderful guests that come on here. I would love to name some, but I guarantee you I'll forget a few, and I don't want to leave anyone out because all of you are important. All of you make this show shine. The books that come forth from this platform, the publishing company that came forth from this platform, the clientele that came forth, whether it's law enforcement book, whether it's a children's book, whether it's a poetry book, other children's books, so many different things have come through just going through this process itself. And not only that, we've getting promotional videos, we've done events, we've done speaking engagements. It's just been a fun journey, and I'm looking to see where the next chapter is going to go because we're not stopping. We're just turning the page and starting the next chapter. Schedules may change. Content is going to keep moving forward. I'm very excited to see what's coming. We got a lot of projects that we're working on right now that I can't really discuss, but they're coming down the pipeline. I can't wait until they get out there themselves. But also the new aspect of the career. It's not like I haven't been a detective before. Like I said, I've been on the drug task force as an undercover, and that was a lot of fun. But this one is more a different variety. It's going to be individual investigations. It's going to be more of the other side of the building, where wearing a suit and tie or a collared shirt more so often than a uniform. And I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to see where it's going to go. This show is going to be very quick. This show has a lot of videos in it. I'm going to show you the video, the promotional video itself leading up to it. Just a little fun. Some of the things that go along with it. Shout out to the families. Shout out to the family that came and supported. Shout out to friends that have supported along the way. The department that's been dynamic throughout this process. I appreciate all of you. Make sure you guys stand by and enjoy. Shout out to the chief and the commissioners and the board and everyone who attended. That was a lot of fun. Got to have a little bit of cake at the end of that ceremony. All right. I'm going to cut to a Sergeant Be Safe cartoon quick. And then we'll come back with the quick announcements. Yeah, that's right. Give the thumbs up. And we'll wrap up soon. So it's not going to take too long. No special guests. Just a quick announcement. Want to hit you guys with some information on the show that did not happen this week that we'll still be moving forward with next week. All right. So make sure you guys continue to tune in. Our special guests will be here. I don't want to talk about who they are because you guys know I like to leave that cliffhanger.
Hall of Justice.
Jump too hard, don't stand too close.
Hello, Sergeant Be Safe, Captain Chaos. I'm your new district attorney, Justin Case.
Hello, Justin Case. Nice to meet you.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I'm glad we're all on the same team.
Yes. Locking up bad guys. Let's go inside the courthouse and see the judge. We have bad guys to put away.
You are absolutely right. Let's go inside and get to work.
All rise. I am the Honorable Judge Mint.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Attorneys, present your closing arguments.
I'm a defense attorney, Scott Free, and my guys didn't do it.
The proof has been laid out, Judge. Sergeant Be Safe and Captain Chaos caught these guys red-handed.
What you mean, red-handed?
Order in the court!
I find these three guilty on all counts.
Ooh.
Well, I'm out of here.
I'm innocent. I didn't sell crap.
What do you mean guilty? I don't hack.
Good work.
Yes. Job well done, team. I just want to say good job to our brand new district attorney, Justin Case. And from me and Captain Chaos, that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
And shout out to Sergeant Be Safe, another cartoon right there. Make sure you guys check out his channel. And if you didn't already see the first video, I played it. I'll play it again at the end. I picked that one in particularly. There's a small snippet of a guy who's sitting in there in a court hearing or in an office where he's part of the family court system. You see the other person and their attorney, and the guy sitting there defeated. And it's just a quick example on how things can tear up. Individual, the blue collar, the working man, the guy who's actually out there trying to make it happen. And so it kind of leading into why the promotion took so long. Why do people say, I've turned down a few promotions. I didn't take tests for a few promotions. I didn't do lateral things, all for a particular reason, for the going through. I shout out to the silent warriors who work with law enforcement and first responders. And then you have to deal with the other enemy, the family court system, which isn't fair. You have no voice. You have no say so. You really have no rights. You're working as a good, upstanding citizen, and they come in there and they treat you like you're a criminal and done something highly egregious, when basically you're just trying to make sure, for one, that you're treated fairly, for one, for two, that you don't have to pay egregious fees for extortion for rates that don't make sense. There's no real checks and balances. You don't get questions answered. You just go through the motions, and basically you're used as a resource. Shout out to all those first responders that go through it for wanting to keep their kids together. They have to go through the same basic things through the child support system, which there's no checks and balances. You're basically, they told this, they take this from your gross pay, and they pay it out. And not only that, does the money that's supposed to go to the child, which in most cases you would hope it does, but since there's no checks and balances, you have no idea where it goes. The state gets their cut, the lawyers really get their cut, and it just becomes frustrating because you work so hard to get to a level in your life so you can provide. So not for one, for your family, if you stay together, for two, a legacy, so you can pass it on to your children so they can go ahead and do things that they want to do in their life, and you can help move them. The baton goes forward. You can help push that thing forward. And when you get stymied like that, it becomes frustrating. So once you find out that the family court system, they constantly take you back for whatever kind of hearings, whether you get a raise, whether you get a promotion, they get a percentage of that, your gross pay, your max pay. The more money you make, the more money they make. So shout out to all those who refuse to promote, who've turned down promotions for those reasons up until the time frame they can do so, because you don't want to work so hard to get to a point where you're paying out money that's just going down to a bottomless pit. Those of you that do, I understand. I commend you. I wouldn't suggest taking this route. I would suggest that you follow your goals and dreams. But strategically, I was holding on for a moment where I could promote or go to a different realm at a time frame that was more comfortable and suitable for me, and not to have to be called back in for different hearings or different, I forget the actual terms because I'm not a big fan of the family court system, as you can see. So therefore, that's part of the reason why promotions took so long. They take, like I said, they take a percentage of your gross pay, and it goes toward the lawyer fees, it goes towards state fees, many, many different fees that you don't even know about before it goes back to the other custodial parent, after the custodial parent, because of working swing shifts and overnight, find a way to basically alienate you from your children. And you work so hard to build a good relationship and keep doing so. Keep up the fight. I'm not saying the fight's not well worth it. My sons love them dearly, love them to death. They were products of both of this. So it's just a frustrating situation all the way around. And I'm able that I'm still have a good relationship with both of them. And I appreciate the people that they are and the people that they're going to be. But that's a little sidetrack, off topic. But that's the main reason why promotions haven't gone forward. And I know there's a bunch of you out there that hold fast too and hold that same kind of theology with that. So shout out to you. Make sure you guys still find peace of mind. If you need to talk to a peer support officer, make sure you guys get those demons out of your head so you can be a wonderful, thriving first responder and police officer, because everyone needs you and so do we. So therefore, without further ado, this next video is a little grainy. It was filmed by someone sitting in the seats behind us. So it's not the best video, but it is a video, you know, of the actual commencement ceremony, a few minutes long, not too long, but it's, I appreciate Chief. I appreciate standing up there in front of the Board of Commissioners and transitioning from one position to another. And here that video is.
Please tell me. If you don't know, please tell me. I don't know how you don't know, because I need that. Former Army paratrooper, was a product of this township, a former Susquehanna High School Indian football player. He came to us from Lincolnsboro, Police Department. But more than that, Clay is an entrepreneur. He sent you an email today about some of the things he's involved in. Five books, Clay, and now the new YouTube cartoon, Sergeant Be Safe. So he's out there. He's a point of power for us. He's a point of power for this township. And I know that it's been his desire for many years to be a detective, and he's earned that right. And I just want to say this. On behalf of Flea and his family, the Tillman name in law enforcement in Dauphin County goes back a long way. His father was an esteemed and honorable police officer for many years in the borough of Steele. And I know he's looking down very proudly. So with that, I recommend the promotion to Detective Officer Flea Tillman.
So moved. And second. Comments, questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
And there it is. And shout out to them. If you couldn't hear the last comment, the borough president actually remembered me. He was on the borough for Lincolns back when I started there. So the first time we met, I was a rookie officer. That was many, many years, 18 years ago. I was a rookie officer. He was on the borough council for Lincolns borough. And he remembered me then, and then transitioning to Susquehanna, he remembers me now as a seasoned officer, and it's been an amazing experience. Believe it or not, it's something that I guess you could tell a story about, because you can't make this thing up. The way he transitioned, the way I transitioned, and it's not a local, close departments. Likens isn't a police department that's very well known or sought after, or to come from there to here, both of us in different capacities, is a wonderful thing. So that's what he was saying in the end of that video. And I'm going to end off like this last video. I said I was going to show a little snippet of the defeated guy who's going to make a comeback. We all do in the court system, but it's a walk down memory lane. So this is the tribute, the up and coming for the new promotion and new transition of the podcast. We'll see how that's going to be affected with the new scheduling on what days we go live. We're not going to stop. We're still going to keep going with the podcast. We're still going to keep going with the Sergeant Be Safe cartoon. So make sure you guys tag, like, share, show support for that. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you share these videos. Again, they're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. They'll be uploaded on Spotify. They'll be on different platforms. So we got a lot of information to get out there. We go live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly. And when we go live with a guest who is either a first responder or in law enforcement, whether they're rookie season or retirees. And we talk about their trainings, experiences, and publications. We have a lot of fun doing it. Getting this information out there is a lot of fun. We're going to continue to keep moving this plane forward. We're building it as we fly. Got a nice background going behind us. We're going to keep that thing going. I had an extra light over there. I'm not sure. Kind of thinking about it. Have a lot of fun. All right. Make sure you guys take care of each other. This is your host. I'm your motivational speaker, your empowerment coach, your author, and your favorite baker coach, Klee, coming at you. Thank you guys for tuning in. 10-4, over and out. Hey, you guys. Sergeant Be Safe here. Let's take a quick trip down memory lane. You remember that one time Captain Chaos and I met Super Crime Buster? That was a fun day. Or the time we helped the Johnson family against that computer hacker. Yoga? Nah, not for me. Next. Or that time in court with Judge Mint. ADA Justin Case went up against Scott Free, Rob You Blind, Treacherous Tony, and of course Chance Wilder. Treacherous Tony conducting illegal activity at a basketball court. The summer months when we had to educate kids about dirt bikes and four-wheelers on the roadway. Rob You Blind attempting a burglary. Yep, he got caught. Frequent flyers Rob You Blind and Chance Wilder. They get caught often. Remember the time Captain Chaos and I visited Miss Gaynor's classroom? Yeah, I think he's got a crush on her. Then there was cuffing season with the smoke detector, no gas, and the free coffee. Or this poor guy who had to go up against Nasty Nina and her attorney, Wacky Tacky. Or how about the time Rob You Blind and Treacherous Tony got into that traffic accident while drinking and driving? They really thought they were going to run away. These and many more adventures can be seen on our YouTube page and also during the podcast Black and Blue. Don't forget to watch us and subscribe, and that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
Said you were. It would be real simple if the problem was bad cops. It ain't.